Hi, my name is Sherry, and you're listening to the Little Kids Big Hearts podcast, where kids lead the discussion. Here's your host, my grandson, Todd Lloyd.
Thank you, Grandmother. Normally, in our episodes, a group of kids gather up and go on a journey to the land of Kukulakas together. Today, we are exploring the special bonds we have with grandparents. I feel so lucky that we get to start with a conversation with my own amazing grandmother, as well as my sister and niece. I then chat with two other families. We'll hear from my friend Brenda Russell and her granddaughter Kyla, followed by Marvin and his granddaughter Melanie. We hope you enjoy.
My real name is Jairus, but my nickname is Jerry, and I live in Texas, Fort Worth. I'm 96 years old, and I love being on this podcast with all you little kids.
My name is Kelly, and I am also in Fort Worth, Texas. I am 44 years old. I'm looking forward to this podcast, to this episode with Grandmother.
My name is Cassidy, and I am 7 years old. And I love being on a podcast.
Yeah, it's your first time, right?
Yes.
Yeah, first time for Grandmother too and for Kelly. So a lot of firsts, yeah. We've had a lot of first times with Grandmother. Grandmother saw us grow up, so she experienced a lot of firsts with us.
Yep.
Different families have different names for their grandparents. And I'm wondering, Grandmother, did you choose to be called Grandmother? And what did you call your grandparents?
I called my grandparents by her given name, by her. Her name was Sue, but we called her Sookie. And that was my grandmother. My grandfather was just Grandpa. So, no, I didn't really pick out the name Grandmother. Your mother pretty much picked that out for me, for you to say when you were little bitty.
Okay, yeah, I didn't know that. I mean, because her mom we called Grandma, and we called you Grandmother, but I didn't know how it happened. Now, Cassidy, I know you and Grandmother spend a good amount of time together, especially on Sundays. I'm wondering, why do you think she likes spending so much time with you?
Well, when it's on the weekend, I ask my mom if I can go to Grandmother and my Aunt Dana's house, so and then I can see my grandmother.
And why do you think she likes to visit with you?
Well, I think she loves me a lot.
Yeah, I think so too. I've seen it. Why do you like spending so much time with Grandmother? Can you share some of your favorite things that you do with Grandmother, that the two of you do together?
When we go to painting together, we decorated the tree outside, and sometimes we go to see their cat, Smokey, which she was a stray cat, which they took care of. Now it's their cat, and I always love to see Smokey. And then when they get Ollie, he's super big. He jumps on my Aunt Dana, and it's kind of a handful.
Kind of a handful.
Yeah.
Grandmother, what do you love about spending your time with Cassidy?
Well, when we're here at the house, at their house, we play games at the table. And I like to do that, although I'm not very smart at it anymore. But I like to play with Cassidy.
You always like playing games. You just reminded, I remember us playing dominoes was a game that you really liked to play with us.
Yes.
After church.
Yeah, I did. The only thing with Cassidy is sometimes she cheats. She likes to make up her own rules sometimes.
Well, I don't know anyone like that. Right, Kelly?
Yeah, right.
No, you cheat to help. That's what my mom said, so yeah.
Well, I always remember, Cassidy, when I was your age, I wanted to spend as much time with Grandmother as I could. And I have memories of us. Grandmother used to have a hot tub. We would go to Casa Manana, like you go to now. We would go to the Omni Theater. We'd wake up early to go to church, which wasn't always my favorite thing to do, but I knew how important it was to Grandmother.
Yeah.
Or we would just hang out at the house and watch TV and laugh together. And Kelly, I don't know if you remember this, but I remember the playful moments of when grandmother, you would have Kelly and I draw pictures on your back that you would then make us guess as to what it was, but you would pretend not to know what we were drawing, so we would have to keep drawing and basically give you a massage. Do you remember?
That's right.
Yes, I do remember that.
I would still love that.
Yes, 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 I play that game.
It was a very clever move, Grandmother, and I don't think we caught on for many years, right, Kelly?
No.
Now, Kelly, you often, when we talk about Grandmother, you refer to our grandmother as your best friend.
Yes.
And I want to know, how has your relationship with Grandmother evolved over the years?
She was always that person that I wanted to spend time with, because, I mean, with us only getting to see her at, you know, summers and Christmases, that I wanted to spend as much time with her when we were younger. And then as I got older and became an adult and I was able to be close to her, she just became my person, my rock, the one that I always would go to for advice. Something happens at school, I'm calling her on my way home. You know, something happens with Cassidy, I'm calling her. And I love to spend time with her, even though she thinks that she's too much or whatever, but I enjoy every single moment I get to spend with her and listen to her stories. And she's my best friend.
Well, she's always been a good listener. I mean, has a strong grandmother, a strong point of view about things, but also is able to...
Yeah, we do.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
But also has the ability to see a lot of different angles of a situation that I think you've helped guide,
yes,
at least Kelly and I, through some challenging moments in our life. Yeah, some difficulties. Now, Grandmother, as I was thinking about our time together, I was wondering if you could tell a story about the first time when you met each of us. The first time when you met me, the first time when you met Kelly, and the first time when you met Cass.
Oh my goodness. How long ago that was.
That was like super long ago.
The first time I met you, well, I'm not sure I can remember.
It's because I'm the oldest, so it's harder to remember that, Grandmother.
Yeah, it is. I don't know how many years ago that's been. I can't subtract that quick. But I do remember when you all lived in River Oaks and you bounced on the bed and cut your head.
Yep.
Had to take you to the hospital and get you sewed up.
Yep.
That's one of the first things that I can remember back then.
Thankfully, I don't remember that, but I do have the scar.
You have the scar to prove it.
Yeah.
And when I met Kelly, she was just a tiny baby when I met Kelly. But one of the things I remember most about Kelly was we used to play cards with your mother and dominoes or something. And Kelly would come in with her nightgown over her shoulder and say, "I want a piece of cheese and I'm going to bed." And she'd go to the refrigerator and get a piece of cheese and get somebody to help her put her gown on, and then she'd gone to bed. She didn't care if we stayed all night. She was going to bed.
Well, this doesn't sound like much has changed.
I still love cheese and I still love to nap.
Is it true, Mama? Is that true?
Yeah, that's true.
Do you remember the first time you met Cassidy?
Well, yeah. She was about 2 hours old when I met Cassidy. Saw her being born.
Wow.
And right after she was born, and saw them, the nurses cleaning her up, washing her face and her hair. And I thought, wow, are they going to drown her? No, they didn't. They just washed her face and her hair, and they just kept running water over. And then they brought her to the window. They showed her to us. And I thought, oh my gosh, I finally have my little redhead girl.
A great grandchild. Well, you have many grandchildren and great grandchildren, including Kelly and Walker, Wren, Cassidy, Brandon, myself, and now Luke. I'm sure there are qualities that you like in each of us. At least I hope so. But what quality of Cassidy do you admire most?
Her tenacity and her ability to figure things out and do them on her own. and she doesn't mind letting you know that she knows how to do it, too.
That's a nice skill to have, Cassidy. What part of a grandmother do you hope you can grow up and be just like grandmother? What is it about grandmother that you hope you'll be able to have as a part of who you are?
Grandchildren.
You want grandchildren too?
Yes.
What about you, Kelly?
I hope that I will be able to be somebody's home and safe place like she is to me.
Grandmother, is there anything you noticed in us when we were little that you see in us now?
That's a hard thing to remember. I know that you were very loving and wanted to do what everybody wanted you to do. And yet, in their older lives, you have been more true to yourself than anybody I've ever known. I admire you greatly for how you have conducted your life and how you have been grown up. And with Kelly, she was very loving too, but she was a little more independent. She didn't care so much what other people thought, where you did. You wanted to know, stop people on the street. Do you like this or do you like that? Do you like this shirt on me? And they would just die laughing. And Kelly was more independent. She said, I don't care if you like it or not. I'm going to wear it. And Cassidy's pretty much like most of you.
Good luck, Cassidy. Cassidy and Kelly, what is something that you've learned from grandmother?
I have learned how to be strong from her. I have learned to give back from her. One thing I always remember is she always told me, if you nurture and water my friendships with my girlfriends. And I have kept that all through my life. Like, she had friendships that lasted 70, 80 years. And I have really nurtured those friendships like she has taught me.
I have learned about grandmother. She has really good personalities and she's really special to me.
Yeah.
And I wish she can be with me forever.
I think we all wish that.
Yeah.
You all are going to make me cry.
Grandmother, is there anything that you've learned from us?
Yeah. Lots of things, but the main thing, like I said a while ago, is that you have become your own man and you don't let anybody talk you down. You know who you are and you love like who you are. And with Kelly, it's the same. She's going to be a great teacher. She's been a great teacher already, and now she's going to be a counselor. She's going to be a great teacher. I don't know what I would have done the last few years without her, because Dana has been sick a lot, my other daughter, and Kelly was always one that I could depend on to take me somewhere or get me or come and get us or whatever. Now it's so nice to come here on Sunday afternoons and have lunch, and her husband is a great chef, and eat lunch, and we just sit and watch TV especially the Cowboys football game, or we play games at the table. I really don't know what I would have done without Kelly here in town with me.
Cassidy.
Yeah?
I had a question I wanted to know. In your seven-year-old brain, what do you think life was like when grandmother was your age?
Well, when she was my age, I think she was being good and she was being kind to her parents and everything.
When I was your age, we played outside all the time. There was no TV. There was a little radio that you had to sit in front of to listen to. We played outside until dark. And when my mother whistled, we came in to eat supper. And it was time to eat supper, do the dishes, and go to bed. We had already done our homework before that. We had a lot more homework than they seem to have nowadays. We did a lot more different things in school, but they have better things in school now. there would maybe be 10, 15 neighborhood children. We would play just different things, hide and seek, just play outside or just sit and talk. We had a wonderful childhood.
No cell phones.
No cell phones. If you wanted to have a bunch of kids over, you pop popcorn or you made fudge if mama would let you. And that's what we did.
Kelly, is there anything you want to know about grandmother?
Grandmother, what do you hope for me and Cassidy? Like, what do you hope our lives look like?
I pray every night that when I'm no longer here, that Cassidy will grow up to be the strong, individual, loving, kind little girl that she is now. And for you, Kelly, I just pray that you will always be as loving and sweet and as forgiving as you are.
Thank you, Grandma.
I have a final question. Cassidy and Kelly,
yeah?
Why is grandmother so important to you?
My grandmother is so important to me because, well, I don't know if I can get through this without crying. She has been the only stable person in our lives. When people didn't do what they were supposed to do, she was the only one that did what was best for us. And she's always been that rock. She's always been that safe place. And she's always given us the stability when we didn't always have it.
When she is important to me, because she always likes spending time with me. And I feel like when I get close to her every single time, we always spend some time together.
If you could show me how much you love Grandmother Cassidy, how would you show me?
I love her like so, so, so much.
I love you to the moon and back.
Grandmother, I consider you to be one of the most influential people in my life. From a young age, you instilled in me the importance of self-love and authenticity. You nurtured my curiosity and broadened my perspective of the world, challenged me in a lot of ways. In a lot of ways, I look back and I think you saved me. You showed me the significance of community, exemplified by your church family. I've created my own community here with my friends because I saw how important it was to have. The strength and integrity you've modeled for us all of these years have had a great effect on me as a man. When I think about who I hope I'm most like, it's you. And I just know me and Kelly and Cassidy and all of your grandchildren and great-grandchildren just love you so much. And like Kelly said, you've really been the rock and the stable person in our lives. So if we haven't said it enough, you know, we want to say thank you.
Thank you, Grandmother. And we love you.
Okay, I am crying now.
Well, Grandmother, I'm going to give you the last words. Is there anything you'd like to say before we close it up?
Well, you don't know how proud I am of both of you, you and Kelly, of course, Wren and Walker, too. You all especially, you're my oldest and you're my first. And to know that you both turned out so well and seem to be happy with your lives. And that's something that I hope I did have a part in that, but you both gave me too much credit. I do love you both. Kind of hard to put into words. When you get to be my age, you will have fond, fond memories to look back on of all of us together.
Thank you, Grandmother.
Hi, I'm Brenda Russell.
You don't want to know how old I am because I'm really old. But I'm happy to be here.
My name is Kyla. I'm in sixth grade and I'm 12.
Well, Brenda, first off, congratulations on everything that's happening with The Color Purple. I was invited to a special screening before Christmas, and I just sat there and cried the whole time. it is a beautiful film, and not only did it bring back some good memories with all of us in the room together, it had me reflecting deeply on Allie. She would have really have loved this film.
She would have. I'm so sorry. She's not here.
Yeah, me too. For our listeners out there, we're talking about the great Allie Willis, who wrote the music and lyrics with Brenda and with the very talented Stephen Bray. If you haven't gotten a chance to see it, you need to go as soon as you can.
If you're over 13.
If you're over 13, thanks. Well, you know, Kyla, I went to acting conservatory with your mom, Lindsay, and she's a big artist who tours with music legend Smokey Robinson, and your grandma's an acclaimed singer and songwriter in the music industry. Mm-hmm. So there's a lot of music and arts in your DNA, and I'm wondering if you have any interest in singing or acting or writing songs.
I'm in choir at my school.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and I mean, I used to play an instrument, but I don't do band anymore.
I think I read somewhere in Brenda's latest single. Were you on that?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, what was that experience like to work with Grandma in that way?
Fun.
I bet. I know you and Kyla spend a good amount of time together. And what do you enjoy most about that time?
Any time I get to spend with Kyla is fantastic because she's so beautiful and it's like talking to an adult. She's so bright that I can communicate with her and we have fun. She sometimes spends the night with me and we hang out and watch TV and talk.
Yeah, that's. I remember having sleepovers with my grandmother and those were some special times. What about you, Kyla? What do you enjoy most about spending time with your grandma?
She makes really funny jokes and she buys us food and she takes us places.
Yeah. Buys you tacos?
Yes.
Can you share some of your favorite things to do together or a favorite memory you have together, either of you?
Well, one of my favorite memories was taking them to see The Lion King.
Oh, yeah.
That was fun. I rented a limo to surprise them, and her and my other two grandchildren are boys. Was very fun. Wasn't that fun, Kyla?
Mm-hmm.
Kyla said, Grandma, these seats aren't good. We need to be closer. I'm like, you're lucky we got these seats.
That's true. What about you, Kyla? What do you enjoy doing with your grandma? Or do you have a special memory from her, being with her?
Taking Lucky on walks with Grandma.
Is that your dog?
It's my dog.
Yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Brenda, can you share the story about the first time you met Kyla?
Wow, I was in the hospital, I'm sure. I was just very excited. My daughter was very annoyed with me because I kept popping in her face going, are you okay?
Well, I think you said your other grandchildren are boys. And so is Kyla the first and only girl?
She's the first and only girl, yes. And the last one born.
I mean, that's pretty special.
So we were very excited that it was a girl. I love it. I love buying her clothes.
Oh, I bet. I bet. What quality or qualities of Kyla do you admire most?
She's very kind. And I love that about her. I don't know where she got it. No, I'm kidding. And she cares about people. You know, she doesn't hurt people's feelings. Things like that. She's a very nice girl.
We need more Kylas in our world, sounds like.
We definitely do.
Kyla, what is a quality or a part of Grandma's personality that you hope or dream to have or continue to have as you get older?
Probably a singer.
And draw. I like to draw. You like
to
draw.
It's a lot of talent in this family.
Sometimes I invite Kyla into my art room and we draw together, separately, but together in the same room. That's fun.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Brenda, what is something that you've learned from Kyla?
I've just learned to be calm around her. And she's good at
respecting that, you know, and even when it's crazy around her, she's very calm. And I love that about her. When her brothers are, you know, acting crazy, she's the calm one.
Mm.
I hope she keeps that.
Yeah, that's a nice skill to have, Kyla. Kyla, I have a question for you because, you know, things, the world is a bit different now than it was when your grandma was your age. I'm wondering, what do you think it was like for your grandma when she was your age?
Well, there was probably no phones and stuff. Like, they had to, like, play outside. Probably draw if they were drawing back then.
Brenda, was there drawing back then? What was it what was it actually like? How was it different?
Well, yes, there was drawing back then, dear. There was drawing way before Grandma was born. It's one of the first things humans did was draw pictures on walls and caves and things. So drawing is very old, not unlike your grandma. Just kidding.
Didn't they also read books?
Yeah, you can listen to books now, right? You weren't able to do that before. Brenda, what have you learned about yourself as a grandparent? Would you have done anything differently as a parent with this grandparent knowledge you have now?
Probably. I think most parents would say that they would probably be better parents. But I love being a grandparent because it helped me to rediscover all this love that I had in my heart. I didn't know I had it there until I had grandchildren. And then this much more love came out and I didn't know I had that much more to give.
Oh, that's so nice.
But I did.
Brenda, is there anything you want to know about Kyla? Do you have any questions for her? Something that you maybe don't know about her?
Well, would you like to write stories one day or songs? Does that interest you at all?
Probably writing songs, yeah.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Yeah, it's in your blood.
It is. Even my grandmother played piano.
Kyla, can you tell us, why is grandma so important to you?
Because she's a very good dancer.
Yeah.
Kyla teaches me the dances. And my mother and Kyla and Lindsay, we all dance together when we're together. And that's very fun.
That is special. I think I might have seen some of those videos.
Yeah, you might have.
Well, Brenda, I'm going to give you the last words with my final question, which is, what are your big hopes and dreams for Kyla's life?
I hope that she is treated with the love and respect that she deserves her entire life. I hope that she is a happy woman. I hope she has kids because she loves kids and she'll probably do really good at that. But you're too young to think about that now. It's okay. But I just hope she's happy and she meets people that treat her well. And the ones that don't, she gets away from. Keep people away from you that don't treat you right. That's important in life.
Hi, my name is Marvin Harris, and I'm Melanie's granddad, and I'm 63 years of age, and I'm happy to be here today.
My name is Melanie. I'm 6 years old, and I'm very, very happy to be here today.
Well, I'm happy to have you here, too. Marvin, can you tell us a story about the first day you met Melanie?
Yeah, the first day I met her, she was so small and beautiful. You know, I was so proud that she was my granddaughter. You know, she's very intelligent, and I love that about her. She's very curious. You know, she likes to learn new things. And she's not afraid of asking. That's what I like most about her.
Yeah, those are good skills to have, Melanie. Melanie, what is something you like most about your papi?
Well, something I like most about him is that I know he's always going to protect me. And I love him. And every day I think of him.
If you had to show me with your arms, Melanie, how much do you love papi? This much or this much? Ah! That's a lot. Yeah. That's a lot. Marvin, what is a quality about Melanie you admire most?
I admire that she's not afraid to ask questions. You know, if she wants to know something, she'll let you know. And she's not afraid to give you an answer, too. So that's a good thing.
A strong point of view.
Yes.
Does she remind you of your daughter, or does she seem completely her own person?
Completely different. She's her own person, believe me, okay?
Marvin, can you tell us something you've discovered about Melanie and something you've learned from Melanie?
Well, something I discovered about her is that she's always surprising me on the way her thoughts come together. You know, she says stuff that a six-year-old has no business saying, okay? And I love that about her. She surprises me every day. So I'm really proud of her. I always tell her she's going to be very smart. And she is, and I'm proud of that, too.
Melanie, what is something you've learned from your poppy? What has he taught you?
He's taught me math. He's taught me reading.
Can you share a favorite memory you have with each other, either of you?
One favorite memory is, I guess, me and Melody, we do a lot of things together, you know. We just spend time together, just sitting there talking to each other. And like I said, the thing that amazes me about her is she just comes up with stuff that I'd be like, are you really six coming up with that? You know, it's different from when I was a kid. It's so much technology out there. And kids are way different from when I was a kid.
Yeah.
So I'm proud of her that she's on the right road. Thank the Lord. Okay. Oh, yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, Melanie, do you have any questions for your poppy? Anything that you want to know about him?
How old are you?
I am 63, and I'm surprised I got to be that old. Okay. Thank the Lord once again.
Marvin, that's young. You're young.
Yeah, that's what they tell me.
Melanie, do you have any other questions for Poppy? Anything you want to know about him that you don't know?
What did you think of me when I first opened my eyes?
I thought how beautiful you was, little beautiful girl, okay? You really were. I never thought you would be this intelligent, though, but you are very intelligent, and I love you.
I love you, too.
Oh, how is your relationship with your Poppy different from your relationship with your mom? How is it different spending time with Poppy?
I've spent like a lot of time with him because I've spent like a lot of time at my grandma's house. We used to live there for like 6 years, I guess, and my mom. So she just bought this like new apartment. How the different is I've spent more time with Poppy. Hold on, let me see. No.
Now that they moved to a new apartment, you know it's different because we're not together all the time.
Yeah, we're not together all the time.
So it's different. You know, she's on a different path now.
Are you still in the same area?
Yes, we're not far from each other, maybe 10 minutes.
That's nice. I have a question for you, Melanie. What do you think life was like when your Poppy was 6 years old?
I know they had no iPhones.
I think that's true. Yeah. We wouldn't be able to do what we're doing right now, I don't think.
Did they have those cell phone stands?
No.
Oh, I knew it. Okay.
Marvin, what was it like when you were Melanie's age? How different is it?
Oh, I tell them all the time. Used to go to school. There was no school buses. You had to walk. Okay. I tell them about how crisis was. My mother would give me a quarter. That would give me soda, potato chips, candy with a quarter. You can't buy anything with a quarter anymore. How the world changed. Inflation is crazy. And they don't get that. And it's going to be worse for them. I just want them to be equipped for that. That's it.
Do you and Poppy have any favorite foods you like to eat together or family traditions you like to do together?
I mean, I like the same chips he eats.
You like the same chips?
Yes, we do. Onion gallop, Wise potato chip. We love them.
Mm.
Right now, Sunday, tomorrow, there's a big celebration of Super Bowl. And we have a Super Bowl party. Everybody comes over, you know. We had dips and everything like that. We get together and we enjoy each other.
Do you like that, Melanie, going over and having big family times?
Yes. We did that at Thanksgiving, and it was really fun.
I like Thanksgiving, Melanie, because it's really just, it's not about getting presents or, you know, getting anything. It's just really about giving thanks to the people around you and people like Poppy. It's my mom's favorite holiday. So I think I'm feeling like my mom. Melanie, can you share with us why you love Poppy so much?
because I know he's very smart and he's very intelligent and he's very protective of, like, everybody, because I think he's the oldest. Hold on, let me see.
Yes.
I think he's the oldest. Yes. That's what I know about him.
Yeah, feeling safe is really important. Marvin, can you share what makes your connection with Melanie so uniquely special and significant to you?
I don't know. I guess that I talk to her every day about things, even things she don't understand. And maybe one day she'll come to see and be like, oh, you know what? Poppy was right. Okay.
Okay. Well, Marvin, I'm going to give you the last words with my final question, which is, what are your hopes and dreams for Melanie's life?
I would just hope, like any parent, you know, that her life would be better than mine. You know, I got my kids, they all out of college, they all doing their thing. And I did my job, you know, now it's up to them. I just want the world to be better for everybody. It's that simple.
Well, and I can tell, Melanie, the world's better for having you in it. I can tell. I can tell that you're curious and smart. And you also have a very a warm nature about yourself, which is really nice. Well, listen, this was a lot of fun. Thank you for having this conversation with me and, yeah, sharing about the special bond you both have with each other.
Thank you.
It was really nice to meet you both and to get a chance to talk. So thank you.
Yes, it was nice talking to you and God bless you.
It was nice to meet you too. Have a good day.
Grandparents or older friends and family members can play pivotal roles in children's lives, acting as caregivers, mentors, and friends. They can offer unique guidance to their adult children turned parents, sometimes even stepping into the primary caregiver role for their grandchildren. Whether close by or connected from a distance, the love and emotional support they provide can significantly contribute to the healthy social and emotional growth of their grandchildren. Personally, I count myself fortunate to have a 96-year-old grandmother, though I recognize not everyone has the privilege of grandparents. For those in such circumstances, seeking out special friends who can forge unique bonds beyond traditional family ties offers children the opportunity to form an important relationship beyond their parent or parents. Cultivating relationships with trusted adults can profoundly shape a child's development and point of view in the world and how they see themselves in it. It certainly did for me. Thank you to the families, including my own, who shared their big hearts with us on this special episode. Please subscribe, rate, and review our podcast. It really helps other families find our show. Today's episode was produced by Julia Levy at Sparkler Learning. Sound design and mixing is by Ahmed Ashour, and original music was written and performed by Bill English. The podcast was co-created and produced by Christy Puz Decatur and me, Todd Lloyd, and hosted by me. A very special thanks to Noggin for their support and use of the song Like Nobody Else from the Big Heartbeats album. Thanks for listening.